The following is a delayed rebroadcast by transcription. Let's see all the Americas with Bob Ripley. Believe it or not. Blue Network and the Coordinator of Inter-American Affairs welcome you to another program dedicated to all Americans in all the Americas. With D'Ortega and his orchestra, the voices of Chiquito and Sarit Herrera, and starring the one and only Bob Ripley and his world-famous Believe It or Not. Ladies and gentlemen, this is George Hicks. For the first time in our history, the entire Western Hemisphere is faced with the dangers of invasion. This danger is a very real one, and the defense forces of the United States are spread from Alaska to the Straits of Magellan. The wolf packs of Axis submarines are cruising our Atlantic and Pacific coast, taking defenseless merchant vessels of our friendly neighbors. The threat of war and its horror casts an ominous shadow across the Western Hemisphere, and where actual force fails, the insidious burrowing of the fifth column strives to create unrest. That's why, now as never before, the destinies of the 21 countries are one, and the ideals of freedom and liberty which live in these countries unite against a common foe. And that's why we want to know more about the 20 other countries of this hemisphere. So now, let's see all the Americas. And our first stop is Cuba for a rumba sung by Chiquito with D'Ortega and his orchestra. It's Blen, Blen, Blen. That modern Marco Polo, the most traveled man in history, bringing a bigger and better basket of baffling, breathtaking brilliancies. Believe it or not, Bob Ripley. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. Tonight I've had to bring an extra large drawing board to the studio because I have a lot of sketching to do for you. A great many of you have written to me and asked for more strange, believe it or not, of the sea. So I have another one for you this evening, and I think it's one of the most unbelievable sea stories I've ever uncovered in all my travels around the world. But let me sketch it for you. If time is May the 9th, 1877... we find a three-masted sailing vessel, Isluga, outbound from Chile on the way to Europe. It's more than a routine voyage for the skipper, Captain Chen Chao, because he has brought his bride of a few months along with him. And as our scene opens, the young and beautiful bride approaches her husband to ask a most startling question.
Alcalde? Alcalde?
Hmm?
See, my lovely one, what is it?
But tell me, have you not noticed something strange?
Something strange? Nothing except that big, black, ugly car there. You see it? I'm afraid we will have a little blow before long.
But tell me, where is everyone?
You grow more beautiful every day, Maria. What did you say?
Where is everyone?
Where is everyone? Why, everyone? Where is everyone? Well, where is the mate, the crew?
There is no one about. Not a single seaman, I tell you. Is that not strange?
Hold this way, Maria. I go below.
Yes.
There is something about this I do not like. Something I do not like at all.
Did you find the man?
Maria, I found him. They are below.
But why? Look, the wind is stronger. Should they not be on deck to help you?
They are sick, Maria. Every last man of them. Badly sick. It's an epidemic, Maria.
An epidemic? What is the sickness, Artani?
It's a bad sickness, Maria. The natives in Java call it beriberi.
Atali, it is the curse.
Curse? What curse?
The ship you named for the volcano is Luga. It is well known, Atali, that the curse of the volcano is given to anything that bears the name.
Superstition.
No, it is true. My own father has told me this. Atali, you are pale.
No.
In your eyes, there is a strange look. Atali, have you got this sickness too?
Maria, you must be brave. I do feel ill.
Oh, my darling.
You are our only hope now, Maria. Hold fast to the wheel.
I will. I will not die. What if you...
I will set the course for Chile. If I lose consciousness, hold to the course. We must get help for the men. That war.
It is a volcano. Look. There in the sky. It is erupting. It is the curse. The curse of the volcano is upon us. Me, my darling. Can you hear me? Open your eyes.
Si, Maria. I'm with you. What of the volcano?
It has stopped, but the sky is blackened. But you... Are you all right?
I'm all right. It's just a...
I found it! Look there!
What is it?
Coming toward us! The wave 100 feet high! The wave has carried us for miles.
You're all right.
I'm all right. But look there. What is that?
What?
It's a ship, Artadi. And look, it is alongside. The wave carried us to the ship.
Maria, this cannot be. The ship so close. The waves would have crushed us into the ship.
Look, see for yourself.
Where? It is a ship. This has been a miracle.
Hello! Hey, now, for your answer.
They are boarding us from the ship.
Call to them, Maria.
Hello! Here! This way!
Come around the world!
At least they can give us help to reach shore. Oh, Go weep, Maria.
They will help us. I know, Artavi.
Oh, Captain.
I am the steerman, the mate of the Hercules from Rotterdam. My name is Brugger. I'm Captain Brent.
Buenos dias, senor.
Who must you for? Well, in all my days at sea, Captain, I've never seen such an escape as this. A little bit more, and we would have crashed. Did you hear the volcano eruption? And then came the tidal waves.
So it was the volcano.
Chef, Captain, you look sick.
I am sick, and my crew as well.
Quickly, tell me, have you a doctor aboard?
Have we a doctor?
Please, Senor Brugger, please, you have a doctor.
Captain, on our ship we have nothing but doctors.
It's a little bit of a joke.
That's true, Captain Chencha. My ship carries a group of government doctors to Java to test the cure there for a terrible disease, beriberi.
One of the strangest of all the strange stories of the sea. The ship Isluga, called after the volcano of that name, set sail from Chile on this amazing voyage. Next, a dead disease of beriberi claimed every member of the crew and the captain as well. Then suddenly, a tidal wave picked up the stricken ship and carried her to the very side of the only boat on the seven seas that could help her. The doctors from this ship, the Dutch ship, went aboard the Chilean vessel and prescribed a cure for the captain and crew, and every last man of them recovered from this fatal disease. The cure was a simple food, unpolished rice, or common old vitamin B. But strangest of all, the tidal wave that saved the lives of all these men was caused by the eruption of volcano Isluga, for which the ship was named. These facts may be verified in the reports of the Dutch government by Dr. Schneerbeck, the same doctor who saved the lives of the men aboard this Luga. Believe it or not. Mexico way, they are celebrating a happy holiday next Tuesday. It's May the 5th, or El Cinco de Mayo, as they say. That's the anniversary that commemorates the date when the armies under the leadership of Benito Juarez defeated the French and Mexico won her freedom. And so, in the spirit of a great day for Mexico, we give you a Mexican melody, a Rancho Grande and Guadalajara, played by Ortega and his orchestra, especially for Mexico's El Cinco de Mayo. Thank you.
Oh,